981-2NM, and we're hitting the roads with the only man who is ever in the driver's seat as far as we're concerned. David Brown, how are you doing?
I'm pretty well. Yeah, very good.
That's the way. Vehicle sale numbers, we do have a chat about this from time to time. Tesla and Polestar electric vehicles, they're starting to produce some big numbers, are they?
Well, they're starting to be counted in the official numbers. Now, the numbers are put out by the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries, FCAI, who, you know, are the preeminent representatives of all the manufacturers. So on collective sort of issues, they represent the whole manufacturing sales industry for vehicles, including some big brands as well. Well, including all the big brands, but also some heavy vehicles and so on. Now, the point about it was that Tesla was never a member of that, and so the figures were never reported. It costs money to be a member. Tesla said they didn't think they're doing it. But now they have, and for the first quarter of the year, we've got Tesla numbers. And another one that's coming onto, just come onto the market, Polestar, came out of Volvo, Swedish headquartered, is another electric vehicle company. They are reporting their results as well.
So how are they ranking compared to the other manufacturers?
Well, in essence, Polestar is only very new to the market, but if the numbers are to be believed, and they are self-reporting numbers from the manufacturers, if the numbers are to be believed, then Tesla is doing very well. It is the 15th best brand in Australia. They say, 15th, not real good. Well, there's about 50 car brands in Australia. And that puts them ahead of, one place ahead of Honda, and several and more places ahead of Audi, Volvo, Lexus, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar. They're selling more than those based on these figures for the first quarter of the year. Now, all that is subject to the fact that at the moment, the number of sales is not just a question of consumer choice, it's a question of availability.
Right.
But it does say that Tesla is not without its significance in the market. This is not just a quirky little feature for a few people. It seems like electric vehicles are selling. And it means also, and the interesting point, that they've joined this collective, the FCAI, is that they're getting more mainstream in both their numbers, but also in their interaction with the industry. They're no longer just a little unusual. I nearly said queer. I didn't mean that. quirky. They're not just that. They are now a mainstream part of the industry.
Are you surprised by where they land on that list ahead of the likes of Honda and Audi, for example?
Well, Honda has been dipping tragically for quite some time. But yes, I think the absolute numbers is very significant. Again, it's not dominating the market, but it's certainly positioning itself as a prestige car manufacturer, but representing also new technology. The interesting thing about that is it is not just that they're an electric car, and they've never really sold themselves greatly on that. They've sold themselves on quirky technology and fantastic acceleration.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that in the past with the Kia EV. By the way, Kia is now fourth. In the first quarter of the year, they're selling more than Hyundai just, but it's interesting. Their EV6 is people are going to that as a vehicle which happens to be electric. And that's one of the choices, but not the only, and not the number one choice.
Well, one inevitable future is David Brown will join us again to talk motoring. And next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, David, looking forward to it.
Thanks, mate.